are we talking about?
Matthew's Gospel chapter. All right. Matthew Gospel chapter 1 verse 1. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Again, this morning we are looking at the subject of faith. How to use our faith, how to walk in faith. Because the truth is, a lot of things that a lot of people run to mountains for, and then you're looking for one pastor or the other. There are things that God is also waiting for you and say, what are you doing about it? Sometimes you're waiting for God and God is looking at you and say, you're not doing the right things. Amen. So you've got this ambition, you've got this desire, you want it to come to pass, you want it to be fulfilled and all of that. But you're walking in unbelief. And there is an extent to which God cannot help you. There was a teaching I taught some years ago, when God's hands are tied, He can't do anything. There are times when God's hands are tied. I said, can God's hands be tied? Wait there. And I told you on Thursday that there are things that God can say and will not come to pass. And there are things that God can promise you and then it even takes longer. And then you wonder what's happening. I told you on Thursday, God told Israel, God told Abraham rather, your children were going to spend 400 years in the land of Egypt in slavery. And they spent 430. You can say, I see around 400. You know what 30 years is? You know, you're not up to 30. You can't say, well, it's just 30. You can't say that. Amen. 30 years is big deal. Hallelujah. Why the extra 30 years? Who gave them? God said 400. Amen. Amen. So you must learn to use your faith. And that's why we're looking at this subject, on the issue of faith. Rather than go, you know, okay, we'll get that. Matthew Gospel 1:1. So we said, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. So we said, he calls him Jesus Christ. And in the same breath, he mentions that he is the son of David. So he's the anointed one, but he's also human. He now begins to mention his genealogy till he got to Joseph and Mary. That you can trace this man. He's a man. God was not just working miracles on the streets of Galilee. No. God became man that was working miracles to show that man can do it. And I told you that your humanity is something you must celebrate. A lot of, you know, we are Pentecostals, Abi. I identify. I told you I'm part of everybody of Christ. If you say I'm Sele, I'm Sele. If you say I'm Kerubu, I'm Kerubu. If you say I'm Catholic, I'm very Catholic. So if you say we are charismatic Pentecostal, fine, I'm part of you. And something that we do a lot is, you know, to just shun that human part of you. Yeah, I'm not human. He says, we are gods on earth. He said, we are gods on earth. And then, because you say, we are gods on earth, so you begin to just go, every revival, we are gods on earth. You know, we are gods on earth. But they're gods. I told you on Thursday, was it Thursday? I had a friend who composed the song. You are capital letter G. I'm a small letter G. I'm a god. You know, you just want to be God by all means. Was that not the sin of Adam and Eve? You be like God. Eh? Suddenly that's the word. I understand. See, I'm not just human. I'm not just human. I am world to world Holy Ghost. I understand. But you are very human. Tell somebody that you are a human being. It's like some people are not human being, no. Serpent. When you were younger, anytime you see a fair lady like this, you have to first decide if she's a serpent or not. So I grew up thinking that when you're too fine, and you're fair like that, you don't have even first candidate of hell, serpentine spirit. When I see, you're dressing like, no. You know, there's a way to be serpentine. You are not serpentine. Amen. Hallelujah. But you're human. You are human. And because you are human, you are built to depend on God. I told you the origin of man is Genesis 2:7, and God made man from the dust. God made man from the dust of the earth. And from the breath of God, Genesis 2:7. And what does that tell you? That tells you that there is a part of you that is purely earthly. And there is a part of you that is supernatural. Two parts. From the dust and from the breath of God. There will be a part of you that draws you to the earth, and there's a part of you that longs for the supernatural. When you see people, scientists, and they are saying, oh, we are not comfortable. There's a planet to discover. It's not just normal. It is man's yearning for the supernatural. Man will keep finding things. Man will keep discovering things. Amen. Why? God has put in us that part of us that wants Him. That part of us that desires to see the supernatural, the impossible. You saw what I told you in 1995 or 2000. And you know that man one day want to stay on Mars. In fact, they used to tell us then that the Earth is the only habitable planet. Forget, there's no need to research anything. But now you're saying, oh, you can build hotel in Mars. I say everybody should go. Just leave me here, amen. I'm sure you leave enough food. Hallelujah. We'll send missionary to Mars. Amen. Pelumi can go. Which is Sabumi. Amen. Go to Mars. Me, I will remain in English. Hallelujah. Just kidding. You know, because man keeps desiring the impossible. And because you are made from dust, see, no matter how fine you are, okay, you are made from dust. And that means there's a frail part of you. A part of you that is frail, that can get sick. A part that can get poor. A part that can get tired. Anybody that tells you you cannot be sick, I don't know. What kind of statement is that? I can never be sick. What's that? Now, I understand if you are speaking by faith and say, I can never be sick. I walk in divine health. But to have arrogance and say you can never be sick, well, that's not faith. You are human. You can be sick. And when you see people who are sick, it's not because they sin. I've told you before, the primary cause of sickness is not sin. They asked Jesus in John 9, who sinned that this man was born blind? He said, no, not this man or his parents. Nobody sinned. Must he be sinned? The primary genesis of sin is because man is fragile. Man is dust. You don't have to sin. Babies have not done any sin. And yet a baby is having colds. What sin? What sin did he do? To come to the earth. He said, anybody that is born to the earth is a sinner. Shut up. Lodo. You are supposed to return your certificate back to the university. And say, you guys were wrong. Can a baby be a sinner? That's not for today, amen. So we said, because man is dust, he will need God's intervention. There will be times where it is only God's help that can save him. And that's why we are looking at the subject of using our faith even for the natural things. Amen. Are you with me? Come on, are you with me? So we'll look at Mark 11. Mark chapter 11. Again, we're just wrapping up the subject of faith. We finished healing some time ago, just a bit. And then we'll just wrap up faith today. And then I believe the two teachings should be out. Mark 11 verse 22. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Or some versions will say, have faith of God. Or have the God kind of faith. Can we read verse 23 together? Wait. When your pastor say read something, you read it. Is that clear? Sometimes that's how you just understand. Sometimes just the instruction, just read. Is that clear? Now can we all read together? Mark 11, 23. Want to go? That whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe in those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have, you know, there's just something. I told you that faith in God's word is simple. Sometimes we need to do a lot to complicate it. You need to pay someone to make you doubt this verse. You need to pay someone to make you to destroy this verse to you. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt those things that he said. What did he say will happen? Huh? Goodness. What did he say will happen? You shall have whatsoever he says. How hard is that to understand? I say it. I don't doubt it. I believe it. Jesus said, you have what you say. Someone said, so why am I not having it? I'm having it. Amen. Reagan said some words some years, some time ago, said, what if everything you say comes to pass? Will you watch what you say? Now, we're not talking about manifesting things, so, because I know there's this strange doctrine. I'm manifesting it. You just keep saying things. Nothing. Tomorrow I'm getting married. Oh yeah, go and get married now. I'm buying a house tomorrow. I'll be president of Nigeria tomorrow. Go and be it. That's not how to use faith. Amen. Except you mean tomorrow, leader of tomorrow. And not tomorrow, Monday. How do I use my faith? He says, to say it. Observe that in that verse, he mentions to say three times. Then he mentions to believe once. So that means, for every time I believe it, I say it three times. Something like that. It's not enough to just say, I believe it in my heart. I know that I just believe in God. No, when you believe God, you say it. You say what God said. Even in the issue of healing, you believe God for something, keep saying it. Put it in your mouth. Observe that the God kind of faith that he mentions in verse 22 is Genesis. Have the God kind of faith. What was the faith of God? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. And the Spirit of God moved over the face of the water. Of course, he said Spirit because he didn't see it. He said Spirit because that was that wind, ruach. That was what he could allude to God. And he says, and God said what? Let there be light. So, the first activity that we see of God on the earth is to talk. God said, let there be light. God said, let there be light. And we saw the consistency in his words. He kept saying things. He called the firmament. He called the waters. So, God kept saying. In verse 6, he said. In verse 9, Genesis 1, he said. In verse 11, verse 14, verse 20, verse 24. God kept saying. I should come again. Verse 6, verse 9, verse 11, verse 14. Verse 20, verse 24. Even verse 26. When he wanted to create man. Are you listening to me? So, the first activity is that God thought that, let us create the earth. God felt it. I just keep feeling that it will happen. No, you say it. Amen. You learn to use your words. Be smart. Be smart. If you believe it, you say it. I corrected something on Thursday. So somebody say, imagine. You know, there's a way you just use imagine. And there's this trend, vivid imagination. Amen. Don't do face like holy face for me. You know what I'm talking about. Vivid imagination. And I realize that that's the way a lot of us were brought up. You're coming back from school and say, imagine we just see 1,000 naira. And you and your friend and say, me I'll not take 600, you take 400. You say, no, me I'll take 500, you take 500. Money that is not existing. In fact, as if people beat themselves over something that has not existed before. You say, you will not go and play game. You will not beat me. You beat me. He has not beaten you yet. Amen. you know, imagine. Someone say, people that have money, they don't imagine that when they go to, high-rise buildings or when they just look, they say, I love the view. Amazing scene. That when someone that does not have money gets, they say, can you jump? They say you should jump. They say you should jump and they will give you $1 million. Will you jump? I'll jump. I'll not use 200 to treat. I'll just use 200. Let's just say 200. So you imagine things. So imagine I just have a job in Chevron. Imagine I just have this car. Imagine I just have this house. Imagine I can just do this. And God said, if you want it that bad, use your faith for it. If you want it that much, if that's how you actually desire it, why don't just use your faith? Why are you imagining things? God did not imagine that there will be light. He said it. God said, let there be light. And because you have what you say, by the spirit of faith, there was light. So you need to look at what you say. The first activity that we see of Satan in Genesis 3, is that Satan said something. He said, now the serpent was more subtle than every beast of the field. And he said to the woman, or should we say she said to the woman, amen, Selah. Alright, so the serpent said something. But observe the qualification. It was subtle. Subtle. Say subtle. Something that, you know, it's just there. It's not like he said it directly. If the serpent had come to the woman and said, I've got sin, you will not very, the woman said, I bind and cast, no. I've told you, poisons are not served with their containers. If someone wants to serve you poison, they will put it in jollof rice. Smoky jollof rice. That's if you like it. I'm not a fan. And then they'll put maybe turkey. I don't know if I'm a fan of that one. Amen. Why are you laughing? Or coke. I don't know if I'm a fan of coke. Amen. Not talking about cocaine, no. Coca-Cola. You're the other one. You know. And then by the time they finish packaging the poison, you say, give me the poison. Because poison also, if they start poison and you see the container and then that's call and everything, nobody's going to take the food. I've told you, every reason you have to doubt God's word seems logical. Every time you complain and murmur, it's always logical and reasonable. The serpent was subtle. Subtly, there are conversations that have entered our lives. There are things that we have said, there are things that we have believed subtly. So he said, the serpent was more subtle than every beast of the field. And the serpent said to the woman, see, the way God operates is by words. The way the devil operates is by what? Words. So God said, the serpent said, the woman said. The activities in this world are run by words. You saw the president of Nigeria, His Excellency, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Amen. Whether you like it or not, whether you voted him or not. He's the president. Amen. You are just planning. He's not my president. Stay there. When they ask in the exam, right, Buhari? So, you know, and the president, in his inauguration speech, he just said something. Fuel subsidy is gone. Otilo. It's gone. He has not signed. He has not, what else? There's no paper. They have not put the document. He just said, as I am like this, he's doing me as though he should go. He's gone. And immediately, it was almost 2 hours later, I already was seeing on Instagram, a place where they were already selling fuel, 600 there, from 195. Because someone just said it. Amen. Amen. Someone just said it. He has not signed it. Because they are already waiting. Some people are already waiting for that. What if you said the right things? So, I said, the earth is run with and by words. God said, the serpent said, which is Satan, the woman said. And because the woman did not respond with God's word, the serpent kept talking. The best way to shut out the devil is to say what God said. But the woman was, so the very first sin stems from a conversation. Did God say that you cannot eat of every tree that is of the garden? He said, no. No, it means that we should not touch self. When you don't know what God has said about you, the devil takes advantage. He said, me, I'm just part of the average people in this life. No, I'm not average. I don't understand. See, I don't understand why you just choose some things. Yeah, you know, some people are lucky in this life. See, I'm not part of, no, I'm very lucky. Oh, I'm lucky. I'm a lucky child. Amen. You know, there are people that believe that whenever they roll the dice, it cannot work for them. No. I'm not lucky. Don't go and roll dice. The pastor has said, we can roll dice this week, 6-6. It's 6-6 for you this week. Amen. You know, so the people that subtly in their head, they believe that they don't have luck. I have a friend that believes that. If he says, let us write an exam for it. Let us work for it. They say, no, let's choose at random. Remember, say, no, I don't want them to choose at random. If they choose at random, they will not choose me. Say, let us work for it. Let us do. I just said, choose at random. I beg. This working for it is probably longer. Because I'm always in luck.
The pastor's job is to teach you this kind of thing. Sometimes when you notice a gap, when you notice a gap in the way people function in their faith, you must address it. A discipler, a missionary, anything you are. When you notice a gap, address it. That's what I'm doing. We can walk in faith more. Amen. I believe that. Alright, so we said the world is run with words. As God said, then the woman said nonsense. Our sisters are not like that. Amen. So Satan's first action is to put doubt in man's heart about what God has said. So whenever you see a thought that opposes God's word about you, that's not God. That is my mind. That's not your mind. There's nothing neutral in this world. It's either it's by the Spirit of God or it's not. It's neutral. I'm just neutral about it. The devil is deceiving you to think it's neutral. It's not. So the world is run by words. God said, then Satan said. I've told you before, God would not undo Satan for you. Say it with me. Say it again. Say, God, undo Satan. Undo Satan. Nah. How many times did God undo Satan for people? For Adam and Eve. They've got to work in it themselves. I answered something on Thursday. Thursday, quite vital now. I said, someone asked me a question that, why is it that someone can lay hands on the sick and the sick is getting healed and the person is sick in his own body? Amen. Have you not seen someone who is deaf and is healing the deaf before? I've seen that one. He's deaf and he's laying hands on the deaf ears and they are opening. Didn't Elisha's bone raise the dead and sickness killed Elisha? And I told you, that's because the anointing of God is for others. In your own life, you will use the word. Are you listening to me? In your own life, you are going to use the word. God's anointing is for another person. So no matter how anointed you are as a pastor and everything, see, you will still have to use the word of God for yourself. God is not going to undo some things for you. He didn't say, Mark 11:23, that we had, whosoever shall say to God about the mountain. Eh? He said, when you see the mountain, tell it to God. Come and talk to me. Eh? Whosoever shall go and beg God about the mountain. What do you do to the mountain? What do you do to the mountain? You talk to the mountain. Don't tell God about it. You talk to the mountain. I told you one of the mistakes people do is to talk about the mountain. Oh, Pastor, is that you don't even understand. I understand that there are mountains, but this one is Everest. This one, in fact, in this world, I think I'm the only one that is facing this thing. Help me. I don't know where my life is going to. Calm down. Amen. But I say, oh my soul, calm down. First go and drink ice cream. Is that clear? I say these things, it's an instruction. You think it's a, drink ice cream. I'd rather take ice cream than use anointing oil. Ice cream works wonders. Amen. When you take ice cream, now go and meditate on the word. Is that clear? I say, does it work? Ha. Show me why I mean. Amen. So, over anointing oil. Let's not go there today. Don't take me to Sodom. Whosoever shall say to the mountain. To the mountain. Some people talk about the problem so much. They know about it. You're sick in the body. And then you start researching. You have gone to every Google page. NHIS. What's the popular one? That clinic in the US. You know it. Okay, you worked in unbelief before. Mayo Clinic. You know all the clinic. Say, Mayo Clinic. NCBI. You know what I'm talking about? They say that if he has passed 24 days, that only the people that survived there are no more than two. And one is a pastor. How do I survive this? And you're sweating already. So when you are talking to the pastor, say, the mountain. When are you going to talk to it? So I don't want to talk to it. Calm down. There's no other way the mountain moves without you talking. You lose by default if you don't talk. You lose by default if you don't talk. If you want something, you talk to it. Pastor Christian Ekremo said, there's a sound code in every creation. There's a sound code. You talk to it. If there's something you don't want, you talk about it. If there's something you want, you talk about it. This is what I want, and I'm going to get it. This is what I don't want, and it's off my life. You must learn to talk. We have a lot of passive believers. All you just want to do, I want to come and sweat for my God. That's not what you do in church. Amen. I just come and dance. Church is not for dancing. Church is for learning how to walk with God's word. How to conform your life to live by God's word. Church is not for Sundays. Church is for what you will do on Monday, for Tuesday, for Wednesday. It's easy to walk in faith here. Because everybody is lifting up holy hands and then we are singing in tongues and all of that. So everybody can shout, yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. Will you believe tomorrow morning? When the pain shows up and it appears like it has increased, will you believe? When they show you the scan and they say it has gotten bigger, will you believe? Will you still be telling God, oh, I believe for my healing. Oh, I believe the pain will go. I believe I'll be sound. I believe that my health is preserved. Will you still believe? Whosoever shall say to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. He says, and he will not doubt in his heart. Some people, they say it, but they doubt. Yeah, I believe that. I believe now. Just like Sarah. The angel said, this and that, you know, your wife will carry your child. You know, naturally, I'm all for this faith thing. I love faith. I love God. I'm in love of God. I bless his holy name. Hallelujah. But you know, there are things that are logical. Let's be realistic here. So let's just be realistic. God's word is my reality. I mean, was he not realistic enough that Jesus died for sins? Amen? Amen? Miracles are my reality. I've told you before, there is nothing stranger than a believer who does not have an appetite for the supernatural. You must have an appetite for it. You must have an appetite for the impossible. I mean, there was something I learned some years ago. I told God, I said, if it takes just the impossible, then I want it. I just want this to get out of the way. Hallelujah. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. You talk to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. Oh, there's that pain that's been there for some years. And then maybe it's just part of the way me I will live my life. No. Nah. Nah, if you don't want it there, you can talk to it. Amen. Amen. You can talk to it. And you can tell yourself, my eyes are functioning fine. If it's not your own eyes, better don't say eyes. Your eyes is functioning fine. Just say your own. Amen. And you can talk about it. I remember there was a time I was using glasses. I mean, very thick one, not baby glasses. Not the guys I see are baby glasses. My eyes are... I mean, it was almost as thick as a Coke bottle. It was so serious that they put rope. It took about 3 months for it to get ready. And even after the glasses, they were still contemplating surgery. To get out of the country and then go do surgery for it. I said, all this on top of one person, me. Because of the glasses, now I can't play ball. I'm not watching. I'm not talking to coach. Say, you. No, no, I'll fool back. But I can't fool myself. If I was there, I would have fooled. Amen. I'd have been the captain. So every time I want to play ball, there's a way I will now tie it very well so that it doesn't fall down. Because if it falls down, I'm in trouble with my dad. And everybody will be mocking me. Oh, you go. And then at the point, I started feeling, okay, maybe I should make a professor out of it. I started being professor, so I started keeping afro. I said, okay, I just look like a professor. The devil was just trying to make me get used to it. I said, you know what? Even with the glasses, there's still pain. You look at the sun, it's like hell. Every time I step into the light, I have to first do like this. If his glasses on. I said, no. This thing has to come to an end one day. I'm still young. I think I was about 15, 16. So I'm too young to live my life like this. How many years now someone will be using glasses forever? And I started talking to it. So I said, what now happened? Are you blind? So the God's power is working. You know, Jesus never asked for diagnosis. He said, what's the diagnosis? What's wrong? What did the doctor say? Nah. Hallelujah. And God's power has no side effects. Amen. You know, there's side effects. You might feel some illusion, some fainting spell. Is any of us not simpler than all of this one? Amen. Amen. God's power is working. God's power is working. It's always working. You believe that?
Yes, sir.
So you will say to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and you will not doubt what you said, but will believe what you have said, and what you say will come to pass. And I'm giving you some examples from the scriptures. We look at David and Goliath, right? So Goliath came and he started troubling Israel. Who will give me one soldier? Just one of you. Who is brave enough? And the king went into Aso Rock. Sorry. The king went into his tent. He started commanding. So you can command us. If I was part of the soldiers, I would be disappointed in Saul. Because I would ask, why are you a king? Is it not to lead us in fight? So now that you want to meditate. Oh, God, Saul, you cannot fight. Go and fight your mate. It's us at Israel that you'll not be doing any here. This is your mate, fight him. Saul said, no, I'm strategizing. By the time we eat him, we don't know what eat him. This guy, I'll bring him down. He said, bring him down. Now he has been here for 3 days. Then David came. He said, what's happening here? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those who know their God, they know how to talk. What's going on here? He dropped the food. He said, what's going on? He said, this Goliath, why has nobody gone? He said, is that how people go? He said, if you are the one, is that how you... I'm ready. I can even go now. I'm on the lunch here. You are just a child. So they took him to Saul. This boy, this young man, amen. And there's a way people just talk to you when you're young. This young man here, he said he wants to fight Goliath. King, talk to him. Saul said, is he a prank? Are you doing skits? Are you doing skits? So where's the camera? Where's the camera? He's a camera. I don't know. What's camera? I want to fight this guy. He's talking against God. Saul said, I know now. You think I cannot hear? I can hear he's talking against God. He says, let's go! The God of Israel! I'm your pastor. I've been in this fighting work some years before you. Wisdom is profitable to direct. If you have not heard that thing before, you are not in ministry. It's all that. It's all that. Wisdom is profitable to direct. If you say, I don't understand this wisdom, but I just want to fight this guy. Let me bring him down. So I said, yeah, take armor. Take arrow. Go and bring him down. This poster. You know, we lie. They were already doing graphic design. They already at board one. They were already designing David's obituary. But how do you fight the giant? Goliath said, am I the one you're coming to with stones? And David said, who are you? You have defied the God of Israel. Goliath said, I will give your head to the beast of the field. I will cut it off. Don't let the devil have the final say. What did I say? So Goliath spoke, David spoke. Goliath spoke, David spoke. And David said, you're going to give my own head? No, your head will be off your neck today. You must run at the giant with your mouth open. You don't go to the giant with your mouth shut. You must be talking. Keep talking. So, but I've been talking all this while and it's not happening. Shut up! You talk till it happens. How long should I talk? Has it happened? He said, no. Then keep talking. I've told you before there's a pastor. Just going to, you know why? I want to hold back the name. But you have heard me say this story before. You know who I'm talking about. And the brother was on a wheelchair. And every time he's going to walk, he goes to him and say, you'll be walking by the time I get back. You'll be walking by the time I get back. And first day, nothing happened. You know, sometimes some of us just get disappointed unnecessarily. So I said you'll be walking. I was full of it. I have fasted, I have prayed, I said it will be walking. I'm going to walk. The second day, you'll be walking by the time I get back. 1 week. He kept saying it every day. If you are the brother, even if you are him. One of you would have gotten tired. Say, bro, don't say it this month. Don't worry, just go. Yeah, you don't try. Even God, even Satan, even unbelief, no say you have tried. Oh, just go. He kept saying 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months. The brother did not walk. And he was saying it every day. 8 months, 9 months, 10 months, 11 months, 12 months, that's a year. After a year, you like just say, Happy New Year. See. Sometimes the will of God, we don't know it. Who knows? Maybe you can be an inspiration to many to serve God yet on which year.
You know, there's a way we can just mask unbelief. 1 year, 1 month. 1 year, 2 months. 1 year, 3 months. 1 year, 4 months. 1 year, 5 months. Listen, even a child that they born, 1 year, 5 months, you decide talking by faith. Amen. At the 18th month. It was just irregular. Just irregular. By the time I come back, you'll be walking. And then there was just a call. Something is happening at home. What's happening? Is there fire? No. He's walking. Amen. 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 How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? You keep talking. You keep talking. You keep talking. Some people have not even used their faith for 30 days. They're already tired. I've been saying, I'm not saying anything again. Shut up. That's exactly how the devil wants you to feel. You are saying exactly what the devil wants you to say. I'm not tired. I'm not tired. I'm not tired. I'm getting healed. I'm not tired. I'm not tired. I'm seeing God's power work. I'm not tired. So David went to Goliath. And he said, God will take care of you. And he took stones. And he took stones. 5 stones. Don't say J-E-S-U-S. He's a liar. That's not the meaning. That's not why he took 5 stones. I've told you before. Death to his 5. Why did he not say he took his 5 death? Yeah, he's going to die today. No. Grace is 5. See, yeah, the 5 is number of grace. Jesus, 5. What else is 5? Ghana. Satan is 5. Satan is 5. Amen. Jesus, Satan, 5. Well, Emisi is 5. Amen. Don't be our 5 names. 7 is perfection. Who told you that nonsense? Go and get 7 in class now. Out of 8 people. And say it's my perfection. If you are my, can't be my son. How can you be someone that has 7 is perfection? That's why I got 7 in class. How many are you? 9. You are not perfect. Your perfection is on the back. Amen. Amen. So we said, something left from David, you don't run at the giants with your mouth closed. The mountain is on the way. There's a situation that seems impossible. There's a situation that seems over you. You can't even get hold of your future. Sometimes you want to think about it. How am I going to live my life? What my life look like in the next 10 years? Calm down. Use your words. Use your words. Hebrews 1:3, we said, it says, we know that the entire world was framed by the word of God. You can frame your world. Amen. Amen. Use your words smartly. Even in your jokes. Your jokes. Some people just joke. You joke like you don't have a future. Me. Shut up. Even when you're annoyed. Everybody gets annoyed, yeah? Even when you're annoyed. Use your words right. Tell me you. I can never do anything with you again. Hey, no. If it takes me and you to prosper in life, I'd rather not prosper. Ha. Utigabo. I'll be prosperous. Yeah, let me just say that. Just so you know that. You know that I don't need you. I don't need you. You need him. You're not God. You don't know who you need. Amen. You don't know who you need. Some people that you've been in life, I don't need them. Later you might have to come to them. Amen. Amen. Use your words. So say, I believe it in my heart. Then you must use your mouth. Mark chapter 5. Learning something? Come on, are you learning something this morning? Mark 5. You know the popular story. Verse 21. And when Jesus was passed over again by sheep onto the other side, much people gathered unto him and he was near the sea. And behold, there comes one ruler of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at Jesus' feet. And he besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray you come and lay hands on her, that she may be healed and she shall live. I told you, put the answer before you. Amen. He already saying, even though she lies at the point of death, I know when you lay hands on her, she will be healed and she will live. That's how to talk by faith. He's not to say, she's not dying. No, he didn't say, don't say there's no mountain. Talk to the mountain. What a lot of people call faith is they say, they deny the mountain. No, you don't deny the mountain of its existence. You deny it of its influence. Are you getting what I'm saying? You don't say, there's no pain in my body. No, there is this pain I feel in my head, but God's power is working.
effecting a healing and a cure. That's how to use your faith. It's not to say, work well over me. You know, work well over me means I have plenty of money. And what you're actually going through is that you don't have money. Say it. Right now, I don't have cash like that. Not because I don't have old note or new note. I don't have cash. But God is meeting my needs. And I believe that there will be no lack in my life. I believe that provision will come. That's how to use faith. Is that clear? It's not to use it and say, why didn't you come to church? I was strong. No, if you were strong, you'd be in church. No, I was not feeling well. But God's healing is mine. Amen. That's how to talk. Don't say there is no mountain. Mm-mm. There is a mountain. I'm going to talk it out of the way. That's faith. So the man said, I have a daughter. See, this is Jesus. Imagine going to Jesus and say, I have a daughter. He's playing at home right now. Come and lay hands on her. Jesus, if she's playing, let her play now. Children are meant to play. No, she's lying at the point of death. That's the mountain. But you are going to lay hands on her and she will live again. And what did Jesus say? Okay? And Jesus went with him, verse 24. And so much people followed him. Some of them are aproko. It's not like they were disciples, so that's why they did not get healed. You're just following here. Let's see what will happen. At the point of death. I understand people can get healed first day of hospital, second day. Point of death. Today we will see it. Maybe because he's a prophet. Oh, yeah, let's go. So they went together. Many people followed him and they thronged him. Next verse. And a certain woman who had the issue of blood for 12 years and has suffered many things of many physicians had spent all that she had and nothing was better than she grew worse. Look at that. 12 years. Say 12 years. Say 12 years. 12. This is 2023. 12 years means 2011. Where were you 2011? Amen. Where were you 2011? I've gone to medical school, I've come back. And I've spent many years after that time. 2011! I'm just putting, she didn't have issue of blood 2011, amen. I'm just getting you know the time. 12 years. You know, if you went to medical school, you know what I'm going to talk about. They must have seen her on ward rounds how many times. So she's in the hospital. Student doctors will see her. Because others will come and say, do you know this woman? Say no. Have you not been coming for ward rounds? You don't know this woman? So, 100 level you see her there. Okay, you're 100 level, you're not in your clinical year. From 300 level you see her. 400, 500, 600, you see her there. They will use her to do the exam. So, this woman, she has trachomycosis. There's a way the devil just made those names fine. Say, I want to have it. He had name of sickness. Can I have one day? It was the name of it. Say, multiple sclerosis. Nice. Oh, nice. Amen. Oh, nice. Amen. You know, she has been there. The onward round, they will surrender. So what do you think is wrong with this woman? She's listening. Say, I think she asked, everybody's thinking something. No, sir. I think she needs. Sir, we should be needing surgery. He said, No. Just let us see if she can live more, 5 more years. You know, it's palliative. And she's listening. 12 years. That means, and if she could get her healing, that means there is nothing she should get used to. You know, some people say, hey, is that my ulcer? It's not yours. Amen. You're a thief. It's not your ulcer. Return it. It's not your ulcer. It's not your asthma. Hey, but I've got it. No, don't get used to it. It's your healing. It's not your asthma, it's your healing. It's not your ulcer, it's your healing. Amen. Amen. No, some ladies, they get used to, you know, irregular periods, irregular. No, that's the way it has always been. You can have everything normal. Amen. 12 years. She had issue of blood for 12 years. Nothing. She had been to the doctors, nothing changed. And when she heard of Jesus, verse 27, look at your Bibles, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. So she said something. Say she said. All right. And straight away the fountain of her blood was dried up. and felt in her body that she was healed of that sickness. And Jesus, immediately knowing himself that power had gone out of him, turned out in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Imagine asking that question. Who touched my clothes? And the disciples said, master, with all the gift of the spirit you have, see how many people are around you. How can you be asking who touched your clothes? Many people have touched your clothes today. I've touched it 5 times. James, you, how many times? 15. Andrew, you, 29. Last time I just touched his shoulder. Amen. How can you be saying who touched you? But faith, was Jesus going to heal the woman? Eh? Where was he going to? So, faith gives direction to God's power. So, even when God did not even plan to heal her, faith changed the direction of God's power. I told you there are things that God will not undo for you. Did God undo Satan for Allah? Yeah? No. She did. She saw the mountain and then took it by her hands and said, not today. Amen. Amen. Alright. Who touched my clothes? And the disciples said, you know, these people that are around you, how can you say who touched me? Verse 32. And they looked round about to see her who has done this. And the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what has been done, came to her, fell down and told him all the truth. Can we read verse 34 together? Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be healed. So, faith can make someone fine. Amen. 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 You need it that much, then use your faith for it. Then use your faith for it. So, the woman used her words. If I can touch. You don't say you don't have to touch. What if I can pray about it? You know, some people are lazy to pray. What if I can take a fast about it? Amen. Amen. I recall there was one of my friends. I think 2013. He had this stuff going on. And he told himself, he said, what I'm going to do is that I'm going to write on Facebook for 7 days straight about healing. And he was writing on Facebook for 7 days about healing. And people were commenting, oh, yes. Emoji, yes. Yeah, yeah, ah, nice one. You know, 2011, 13. People are still using short commands. Sup. And all of those things. And he kept writing. I knew what was going on. He needed healing. And he already told himself, if I can write about it for 7 days. How about that? You use your faith. You know, pity does not cure anything. A lot of believers just rely on pity. Baba shanu mi o shanu mi ajaga iwe meleru talo ro e talo ni ko ru tele. If you don't know the song, don't bother. Ajaga iwe meleru baba. You are talking about the mountain. When will you start doing the right talking? You're running a million miles in the wrong direction. You have to do it yourself. Amen. Jesus doesn't say, when you see the mountain, call me. No, he said, you talk to it. Hallelujah. Say, God's word is working in my life. God's power is effective in my life. I can talk to the mountain and it will get out of the way. Nothing is impossible. 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 God's power is working. God, do this for me. If you do it for me, I will serve you my life. You will serve him regardless. Amen. Amen. You've got to do it for yourself. The woman said, if I can touch, I know what will happen. If I can touch. If I can touch. And she was healed. Amen. So, he said, faith gives direction to God's power. Now, let's go on. Verse 35. While he yet spoke, there came from the ruler of the synagogue, from the ruler of the synagogue's house, and he said, your daughter is dead. What a time. Amen. I told you when we during this teaching series, I said, sometimes when you're running at Goliath, what happens? Goliath runs at you. David was running at Goliath, and Goliath was running towards him too. Sometimes you think that when I start using faith, the problem will just start disappearing. Sometimes it's not like that. Sometimes it's when you start using your faith that the problem gets bigger. And that's where the discouragement is for some. Amen. See, in fact, I should have not just prayed about it. The day I start praying about it like this, pastor, it's like all hell loose. Exactly. David took the stones, was running at Goliath, and Goliath was coming. How do you feel a giant coming at you? And he's saying, you, today. The man said, my little daughter is almost dying. Come and hear it. And he just saw a miracle now. The woman is healed. Ah, he said, ah, well, if I don't even know that this man can heal before, see what just happened. And he said, your daughter is dead. Faith deflates us. There are things that deflate faith. You say, ah, ah! And he looked at the woman, if not for you, you know, I said, now you delay us. If you know, if you were not, you would have carried bike. Would have carried bike. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, oh, sorry, he's here. My Lord. I tried my best. Nah. Yeah, your daughter is dead. Why are you troubling the master any further? And as soon as Jesus heard the word, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, what? What did he say? Don't be afraid. Only. Woo. I like the fact that Jesus quickly talked. Because he could have started processing doubt and anxiety. Now let's go on. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John and the brother of James. That's the brother of James, rather. And he came to the house of the ruler of synagogue and they saw tumult. And then people were weeping and wailing. No, there are some people that this is what they live for. Amen. I've told you there are people you should get rid of in your life. See, God's will is done by relationships. The right and the wrong ones. Go and listen to our teaching on conversations with Jonah. Amen. Relationships. There are people you should get rid of. How can you be working with someone that you have never heard good news from the person before? If he says the good news, you say, eh? There are people like that on their WhatsApp status. It's not about 18 people died in a plane crash. That's a share. Share. Why should I share it? So yesterday, a 14-year-old was raped, and the father was killed. Wicked world. There was one person I had to tell him. I said, do you know how to share good news? He said, what do you mean? I said, look at every message you have ever forwarded me. So I said, this. Look at your last 15 messages. I said, today is the last day you see me on your WhatsApp. Get used to it. He said, what do you mean? You understand. This contact has been blocked. Block sometimes the fruit of the spirit. Use it. Is that clear? Use it well. Don't block your pastor. Yeah. Pastor, thank you for this authority and privilege. I'ma block you. No. Some people, they love bad news. It gives them, I don't know what hormone we are going to call this one. Serotonin, and adrenaline. I don't know what it gives them, but it makes them happy. Ah, if you see that place, people are just dying. Blood gushing. I say, how are you not saying this with a smile? They were wailing in the house of Jairus. Ah! Ah! Ground is hollow. And Jesus got there. See, you don't have to join them in crying. Amen? You don't have to join them in crying. Use your faith. So Jesus got there. Verse 39. He said, why are you crying? The damsel is not dead. Is sleeping. Now, do you remember that Jesus heard when they came to tell the man that she's dead? Amen. But sometimes, you've got to make God's word your own reality. What do I want to see? I want to see that she's sleeping. So that's what I'm going to say. She's not dead. She's not dead. I told you before, when you see impossible situations, God is behind it. A virgin giving birth, God is behind it. The Red Sea giving way, God is behind it. Who talks to a man that is dead and they say, come out? That's God. And she be saying, oh, arise from the dead. No, he said, come out. Why are you hiding? As though he's hide and seek. Impossible situations make great faith. Amen. Say she's sleeping. Observe the wailers. Verse 40, what happened? They laughed him to scorn. Meaning, you are naturally not crying. How soon can emotions change? You just saw it. Verse 39, verse 40. They were just weeping, oh. Omo Jairu. Elizabeth Jairu. This is not the way we wrote it. How did you write it? This is not the way we planned it. Who plans death? Then Jesus said she's sleeping. Joy! Sleeping, this man. Are you a comedian slash pastor? No. I'm just full of faith. I just believe in God's power. I just believe the impossible can be possible. I just have a test for the supernatural. That's just me. Amen. But why do you why do you always talk like this? Because I'm a child of God. Because I'm full of faith. I've got the spirit of faith. You don't always talk realistic things. You know, God's word is my reality. You can probably choose to hear what the devil is saying and what the news is saying and what they are saying is going to happen about. During the COVID, a lot of that happened. And people are saying a lot of things. Africans are going to die by the road. And I said it. I was here. Right in this camera, I said, no, Africans are not going to die by the road. We will tell stories about this. We will not lose one person. Amen? And it happened that time. And people started falling sick in the church. Remember? And I called Roshola. I said, you know what? Give me the addresses. One by one. And we're going to houses. Amen? We are not going to allow the devil to do anything here. Amen? Some of you, I came to your house. Pastor, don't mention name, please. I was walking by faith to Pastor before he came. It was almost happening. But I'm going to call Brochola's name. And the person I was working with, I said he was sick in the body too. He was, after we're done, I say, Pastor, you have seen enough healing in a day. You know, sometimes some people are proud. If it was another person, I say, we that were doing emoji. To go and leave. Yo, you have to be humble, amen. You have seen enough feeling. You just say, Pastor, see. The truth is, even when we got to Sister Song, the headache now increased. Amen. Like one in her head, give me my one. Hallelujah. But healing is available. You know, it's free. The only money you spend is to celebrate. Hallelujah. It's free. Healing is free. Healing is free. Healing is free. You don't have to wait, amen? You don't have to pay. Just believe. Just believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, there's a reason why God's word like this is coming to you. It's so that you can use it. It's so that you can walk in it. Stop hearing God's word passively. Some people have heard a lot of sermons and it has not made a difference. Because they hear it passively. You should have gone to church, I've come back. No. Allow God's word make an impact in your life. Amen. Alright, so they laughed him to scorn, verse 40, but when he had put them all out, say he had put them all out. Say it with me, he had put them all out. What do you do to unbelief? Shut it out. You have the right and the responsibility to shut out unbelief. Whether it's from people or from the news channel, there are books that you read that promote unbelief. There are accounts that you follow on your Twitter. On your Instagram, on your TikTok, I'm not on TikTok, but fine. On your TikTok, on your, what's this one? I used to have that love. You have three love like this. I've forgotten the name of it. I knew it, I just said on Thursday. Snapchat! Thank you, Mr. Deborah, God bless you. You use it a lot. Snapchat! I don't know if there are accounts you follow. Do you follow accounts there? Okay. So, you know, the account you follow, you follow an account and all that, and they promote unbelief. You know, there are some people that, for example, I think it was yesterday, and I was still on one, it was Instagram or Twitter. I use Twitter more. And someone was just saying, there's something about the church of God. Let me walk in the spirit. Block this one. Amen. No, it might be an intellectual conversation. I'm not interested in intellectualism. Amen. I don't want to be smart like that. I just want to follow God. If following Jesus makes me a fool, I'm the best fool you ever see. So say, you see, that's why I have Christians. You are brainwashed. Thank you. You are brain painted. You take your brain somewhere else. I understand you are the most brilliant person. Go. Genius. Einstein. Me, I'm just a child of God. Amen. Why you are calculating? Einstein, you are calculating. So to get healed, it takes 21 days. Me, I've gotten healed. Why they are doing research for you? God's word is settled. Amen. Amen. So you can be brainy. Let me walk by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shut them all out. Shut them all out. There's a book you have been reading, and that book keeps telling you, you know, about the supernatural. No, you know what? Miracles don't exist. How can someone say miracles don't exist? I've told you, learn to talk about miracles in a very particular way. You don't know when you will need one. Some people are saying, that pastor healed the person. How can you slap someone to heal cancer? If you have someone that has cancer, you will not, in Jesus' name. If you have, you can be healed, amen. We are just using our words rightly. Is that clear? If you have, they will be healed, amen. And there's cancer. And they say, what it will take to heal this cancer is slap. Slap our family. Amen. We will all line up from the Oloriebi to the child that they born yesterday, slap him. Amen. You don't know when you need one. Did Jesus not use mud and spit to heal someone? If it's these days, he'll be on Insta blog. Pastor uses mud. Check the comments. They are the most funny ones. This is what I used to say. Fake pastors everywhere. By the time Nigeria changes, we don't need churches, but we need mosque. But there. Fake pastors everywhere. There's like six churches on every street. I'm a Christian. So, those are the ones I don't like. I hate them. See, I'm a Christian, but this is true. Shut up. You're not a Christian. If you're a Christian, you'd rather have more churches on the street than mosque. When I see a new church, I'm happy. I don't want to see a new shrine. Amen? You want to see a new shrine? Say, they just established this shrine. It's fine. That's AC. For the gods. I don't want to see a new mosque. You think I want? I want to see new churches. Amen. Hey, but they are fake. That's not left to me. God is going to judge everybody, but I want to see churches. Amen. Yeah, that's the point of Nigeria. Too much churches. Go to the north. Go to Ilorin. Don't even go far. Go to Ilorin. You see 16 mosques on one street. Amen. They are borrowing Ketu from one another. I'm a shallow. The power of God is working in my life. Shut them out. Shut them out. There's something that is promoting unbelief. There's something that is promoting faithlessness in you. Take it out. Then that friend that is always posting, take a break from him. Amen. 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 Jesus shut them out. Amen. All right, let's read on. He took only the father and the mother of the damsel, and they were with him. And he entered into where the damsel was lying, and he took the damsel by hand and said to her, Talitha kumi, which is interpreted, arise. Amen. And straight away, say straight away. Come on, say straight away. How soon does God intervene? How soon does God intervene? Straight away. Straight away, the damsel arose and walked. She was about 12 years old, just the same number of years that woman was sick. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. Say, miracles are still happening. I believe that the power of God is still working. Hallelujah. So whosoever shall say to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things he says shall come to pass, he will ask whatsoever he says. The question is, what are you saying? What are you saying? So people, all their life, they've said wrong things about themselves. In the name of being realistic. In the name of being posh. Say, you know, I'm just an average person. I'm not an average person. I remember, was it last year or some 2 years ago, someone came to me, not in this church, and he said, there's this sin I'm struggling with. I said, damn. First change it. First change that word. You are not struggling. You make the sin sound like it's winning. You win. You say, okay. You say, what should I say? First change that was struggling. So there's this thing I'm battling with. I say, You just like fight. You say, what should I say? I say, There is this sin I want to get rid of. Hallelujah. That's the better way to talk. So I'm struggling with it. Like you're doing a talk of war. No, I'm not struggling. The word of God puts me over. Puts me over. I'm 10 steps ahead. I'm not struggling. I'm not battling with it. I will win. I win. I win. I win. Let's use the right words. Hallelujah. Alright. Well, I was saying something before I mentioned that. Did I ask you to turn anywhere? Huh? Okay, Romans 4. And I want to start closing then. Romans 4. That was where we stopped on Thursday. So whosoever shall say to the mountain, be removed. He said, he will have whatsoever he says. And the way I started, I said, what if everything you say comes to pass? How will you talk? I remember some years ago, I think I shared it. I don't know if it's here. I recorded my conversation. Was it here? I shared it. And I was just recording my conversations. Bus stop, as I met with people, I went to my friend's house. I was just recording everything we said that day. Battery went off. And I listened to it again. I said, there's work to be done. What do you say at the bus stops? What do you say when you're on the queue? What do you say in the bank? In the banking hall? What do you say at school? What do you say at work? What do you say when people annoy you? What do you say when you're happy? Sometimes we get overexcited and we say nonsense. Train your mouth. The scripture says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Those who love it will eat the food thereof. Amen. Amen. Use your words properly. Use your words properly. Use your words properly. I'm not struggling. I'm not average. I don't lose. I will never be defeated. And I'll not quit. You know, I remember hearing it from Bro Egan. I was watching a camp meeting, one of his camp meetings, and he said it. He said, I will never be defeated and I will not quit. How about, you know, just fashion your life around that. I will never be defeated. You know, so when things happen to me and think, you know, something's just going on and there's a situation, I just tell myself, I will never be defeated. You know, anything can happen, no, but I know at the end of the day, I will never be defeated. It has not happened, it will not happen. I always win. Amen. I always win. The only way it ends is that I win. I know what I'm saying, you know. I know what I'm saying. If you know me very well, you know this is my life. At the end of the day, I win. So people come and they say, this is happening to the ministry. And see, let's just go and relax. Go and sleep. If there's something you can be certain of, I win. You know, imagine having a winner on your side every time. Hallelujah. I win. Case settled. Case closed. So all the drama and everything, we all know how it ends. Both me, you, devil, God, we all know how it ends. This guy wins. I don't lose. I don't lose. I don't lose. Because I know what I want. So I talk about it, amen? How about you living your life like that? Some people just, they concede defeat. And the devil saying, keep it up, my boy. Say it again. You said something. You said you can never serve God fully. I've been like that. Say it again. I want to hear it. And he says, is it even possible to serve God all your life? I always win. I will never allow the devil to have the final say. You know that song, sorrow, you mean? Learn to talk well. Hallelujah. I will never allow the devil to have the final say. I'm in charge here. Romans 4. So he said he's the son of David, the son of Abraham. Have you? Romans 4, verse 16. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end that the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not only that which is of the law, but also which is of faith, the faith of our father Abraham, who is the father of us all. Verse 17. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God who quickens the dead, and call those things that be not as though they were. Now, again, I told you, the one who quickens the dead and call the things that be not as though they were is not God, is Abraham. He's talking about Abraham here. Observe the context. Then he says, who against all believe in hope? That's not God. That is Abraham. How did he call the things that were dead as though they were dead? That were dead as though they were not dead? By believing that God will give them a child. Regardless of Sarah's womb, which appears dead when you're 90 something, come on. Which child wants to come again? Abi? Yeah. 90 something years old woman. That's great, great grandma. These days, you see a 50 year old grandma. Abi? In fact, there's one lady when I was working in Luke. I think she was about 25. She was married with a kid already, and then she was talking to me. I said, do you know you're talking to a married woman? I said, I know your age, though. You're talking to a married woman. See the ring. If you like, wear 34 rings. You're a bro. That ring. Amen. So that one will not be grandma at 50 something. So imagine a 90 something year old woman. She already has great, great day. By that using birthday, you see nations. Amen. And God said, they are going to have a child. Now you see why Sarah was laughing. Oh, 1,000 years like a day. God thinks I'm still 1 year old. Because how can you? God, do you know me? God, are you? Okay. I can't say, God, are you seeing where? Are you seeing where? But I know you, your eyes rose towards the earth, to and fro. Maybe that's why you cannot see me properly. This is me. 98. Sorry. I'm 90 years old. So Abraham had to not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. That is how he quickens the dead. Observe. Now, how does he quicken the dead? By his words. Let's go on. Abraham, who quickens the dead, and call the things that be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope. That means there was nothing to expect, yet he had an expectation. You know, there are times that in a situation there's nothing to expect. I remember there was a time I was, I went to Loot for a work then. You remember that time? And they told me, I had the privilege of meeting the DA. Was for a house job. And the funny thing was that I didn't write any other exam for any other hospital, because you have to write an entrance exam to be an house officer. I didn't write any exam for any other hospital. I can be like that sometimes. People were casting their seats like 3-4 places. If this one does not take them, this one will take them, this one will take them. I don't just Loot, because there's no time. And the funny thing is that by the time the names came out, your pastor's name was not there. So I was just laughing. I said, what happened? My name starts from A now. It should be easy to type. And all of that. So I met with someone and then they said we should go to DA. Okay, fine. The DA. So I arranged a meeting. I went to the DA's office. Even though it was not because of that person. They already sent us out. Even when we presented the letter. But me, I did not go. I just sat down there in the reception. Whether you like it or not, you come out. So his PA first came out. So who are you waiting for? The DA. I want to see the DA. Says so not around, he's in the VC's office, he's in the what do you call the man? The CMD's office. I said, where is it? It's the next floor. Where is the next floor? You know, I've left the DA and CMD. By the time we got there, the CMD is the chief medical director, that means the organ part of the Loot. And they told you, I think I told you, I said this, the space is gone. That I should reapply next year. Next year? That's not possible. I have things to do with my time. This is the year I planned for it. So, as well as I just laughed. I said, okay. My name is Adeshino Adeyemi, in case you want to still write it. So, yeah, there's nothing about your name. I can see your name here. Oh, beautiful. You don't need to type it. Your name is here now. Sorry, you are not part of the people that have been ruled out. You ruled me out. That was the one that actually vexed me. Part of people that have been ruled out. So I go to that, took bike. Take me back. On the bike, I kept talking. God, you hear that, Nabi? They are ruling a pastor out. How does that sound to you? In heaven and on earth, as both of us as we are like this. How does this sound to both man and God? That I'm ruled out. God, you know that people there that did not do anything and their names are there and me, I'm here. Okay, that's fine. So I started talking and all of that. One day I was here. I got a text. The truth is I was not surprised. They were not called who. Say some people will not turn up. They can't turn up. They can't, let them go and write, all those people they applied to, let them go there. This is my own only choice. So some people went to Abuja, some people went, now you're talking. So please, come for your registration ASAP. I'm not going to come ASAP. You who delayed me. I'm not going ASAP. You delayed me, I will delay you too. Wait about 3 weeks. Don't be like, don't do it too. Don't go and try it. Don't try this at home. Amen. After 3 weeks, I showed up. I said, yeah, let's start the test. Take blood now. Hallelujah. But sometimes, you know, people just say, your name has been, I'm so unlucky. I'm not unlucky. I know it. If I want it, I'll get it. Is this the first time you hear me say that? If I want it, I'll get it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abraham. He considered not the deadness of Sarah. He said, who against hope believed in hope? That means there was nothing that was meant to happen. Everything is over, but he believed in hope. He believed that something was going to happen. Verse 19, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. Can you now see? how he quickens the dead? By not considering it dead. He used his words to quicken the dead. When he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Amen. Amen. So God already said, you will be the father of many nations. Then Abraham said, say no more. I am the father of many nations. He kept saying it. He kept saying it. He changed his name. He changed his name from Abraham to Abraham. Abraham means an assumed father. Baba Saleh. When you say, Abraham. Afuni Marube. Jagaban number one. Good. That's Abraham. He now changed it to Abraham, the father of many nations. Exactly what God said. You must call yourself the right names. You must call yourself the right names. Some people, in their thoughts, they have defeated themselves. If you're a lady here, you're a sister, and all your life you have been thinking that you probably have to live through an abusive marriage. You know, it just comes. You're not married yet. It just comes to your head, and then every time you think about it, something someone just tells you it's going to be an abusive one, and you have to endure. Change it. Change that thought now. You know, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. Change that thought now. Change that thought now. You'll be fine. You will have the best. Amen. You know, you deserve the best. You deserve the best, and you're going to have it. You're going to have it. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So he considered not the dead as a serious room. So God speaks so that you can speak. God speaks so that you can talk. I need to close now. Abraham said what God said about him. Abraham said what God has said about him. You know, if you look at Hebrews 13, it says, he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we can boldly say. He has said, so that we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. So again, when God talks, you put it in your mouth. God says something, then you take it seriously. You say the same things. Pray for me as I close. Pray for me as I close. God speaks so that you can speak. If he says you are healed, then you are healed. So what do you say? You say, I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. Sometimes the pain gets worse. I'm healed. I told you, sometimes you are running at Goliath. He doesn't run back. Amen. Amen. Sometimes he won't run back, he will run at you too. So the problem gets bigger. It looks like, oh, he's now monstrous. It looks, nah. If God has said it, you say it too. Are you listening to me? The question is, what has God said about you? What did he say is your purpose? Don't allow fear and doubt ruin God's plan for you. Don't give it a room. And say, and it's because of my background. It's because of where I came from in life. No. Nah. That has nothing to do with nothing. He brings people from the merry clay, from the dust, and set them with the princes on high. That has nothing. Nothing. Nothing to do with what God can do. David was a shepherd boy, yet he ruled Israel. That's what God can do. Amen. So stop going back and say, I know some people have privilege in life. Shh. I have privilege. I'm privileged. Some people just say, we the masses. You and who are the masses? Fight. You know, the way rich people even talk, that we don't talk. Who are the we? Yeah? Stay, I understand. It's not a sin, no. Amen. It's not a sin. You have chosen what you want. You know, some people just don't want it. I have money to meet my needs, to serve the Lord. I'm in good health. Amen. I have the peace of God guarding my heart. My heart is not troubled. My heart is still. I live above sin. I'm not defeated. I'm not struggling. You know, you use your words properly. Even though Abraham, he had to change his name. That means when people called him failure, he changes. No, I'm not failure. I'm not a failure. Don't talk to me like that. When people called him You know, second choice. No. Don't talk to me like that. Don't talk to me like that. I have the best every time. I say, what are we talking about? Everybody just saying, you might choose not to say. Are they forcing you? Amen. Amen. I remember one time, someone saw a video of Pastor Christian Akilome. And said, I can never be poor in my life. Say, this is what they say. This is what they say now. You know, this is not what God's word is about. I say, they force you to say it. Me that you're reporting to, I can never be poor in my life. He said, hey, so you are saying it. So let me say it too. You say, Lojemo, you do want to be poor? Why? There's something that you don't do. Did he ought you to say it? When there's a lack, God will meet it. When there's a gap, God will close it. I will never be stranded. I will never have my back against the wall. He will meet my needs. Hallelujah. My own is to joy. My own is to rejoice. My own is to spend. Amen. Amen. You don't know. My own is to spend though. God they meet needs. Me at the chop. Hallelujah. God they meet needs. Me I go to preach. He go to meet needs. Hallelujah. Let's have it like that. The vision of labor. Hallelujah. The work of my hands are prosperous. I'm fruitful. He called the things that be not as though they were. When things were not appearing like they were going to happen. He said this one. David said, I killed the bear, I killed the lion. He's Goliath. Here we go. Imagine looking at someone that tall. And you are laughing. I told you, faith gets excited now. Faith doesn't wait. It doesn't wait for everything to finish and then start getting excited. Nah. Faith is your excitement now. In fact, one of the proof of faith is that you are joyful about it now because it is done. Faith gets the laugh now. that's a proof of faith. Amen? Sometimes the problem appears so big and then your laugh is so loud. I remember sometimes, I'll not share this one, but sometimes something happened and then it appears like, I just said, good girl. But God's power is working. I was looking at the mirror and I was laughing. I said, the devil now thinks he's doing something like this now. When we all know how it ends. We all know how it ends. Why are you disturbing yourself every time? You know, this body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It functions only by God's word. Fear has no place here. Anxiety has no place here. No. I'm moving by God's word. I'm not moved by what I hear. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved by the word. Woo! We are on the word roller coaster. Amen. Oh, we are on the word. 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 Walking on waters. We are on the word. 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 Doing His will. We are on the word. We are on the word. We are on the word. We are breathing glorified air. Amen. We are on the word. Thank you, Jesus. So Abraham called the things that be not as though they were. You must learn to do that in your faith walk. I'm in the spirit. I am led. I will not be defeated and I will not quit. I'm not confused. I'm not intimidated. You know, those are words to say. Amen. I have no doubt in my heart. Don't allow doubt. Jesus told Peter, come. He said, I should come. He said, come. And he started walking on water. But the moment he saw the sea, he said, hey. He started sinking. Just why did you doubt? Because he shouted out of fear. At a point, there was storm. And he said, don't you care that we die? Don't you care that we die? He said, why did you wake me up from sleep? There was storm and someone is sleeping. I'll go and sleep. I've seen the miracles he has done. And he's sleeping. All I have to do is just put my pillow beside him. All of you can be shouting outside. This one, I'll just hug him. I know he cannot drown. He's the son of God. People are not smart. Sometimes I feel like I can do some other things in that Bible. As you are shouting this for me, I'm going down the boat. Okay? Say, Master, say, what's happening? I say, Master, don't worry. Sleep on. And that's what the Bible says about Sarah. He said, he judged God faithful. She judged God faithful. Faithful that what he has promised, he can do. He does it. You see, God does not fail. Don't forget, your own duty is clear. Don't complicate it. You say it, you don't doubt it, and then you believe it. There are three different things. So faith is a combination of what I believe in my heart and what I say in my mouth, with my mouth. That's faith. A lot of people doubt what they say. That I never be poor. And you're already thinking about, oh, this and that and that and that and that. I was going to talk about, can faith make you borrow money? Now, that's a question someone asked me some time ago. I just discovered that I'm already closing in on the teaching and I didn't mention it. Thank you, Jesus, for reminding me. Because the human beings themselves remind us. I know you remember me on Thursday. You know, as someone said, hey, boy, pastor, I had faith and that's you actually borrowed that money. I said, how much did you borrow? Now, this is someone I know very well. So he borrowed 3 million naira. See what you're talking about. You should even be glad that you can borrow three million. So I mean, if you want to borrow 3 million and they see, they'll say, no, don't give me. Give me 10K. If you can borrow 3 million, you are financially good. You know what I'm talking about. 3 million. You tell me you want to borrow 3 million. Like, the 3 million is going to say, no, Joe. You are 3 million, you are not in average, don't worry. You borrowed it. And I was saying, so can I walk in faith and God meets my need by borrowing? Yes. I was like, how? You borrow it and then you pay it back. The real issue is that your needs were met. Remember that when Jesus needed a donkey, he borrowed it. It was not supernaturally provided. Even though that was a need. He said, no, you will go, you will see a donkey tied. And then you tell the person, said, I need it. Borrow us. When we are done, we'll return it. So, needs can be met by borrowing. I'm not saying get used to borrowing. I'm not saying it's a part of faith that a lot of people question. And if you, oh, if God's going to my needs, then maybe the money, someone has to dash me. Or no, you can be led to borrow. Yeah. The only difference is that you will pay back. And soon. Because it's going to meet your needs. So, can God meet my need by giving me someone to borrow from? Very well. If you are into business proper, and I mean, the last key ones, you know that every businessman in this world borrows. If I was discussing with Broshola, he works in the bank, and they will tell you that even Dangote, as he's borrowing money, and some of the B, he don't pay them back. I mean, no, because you know that 100 million naira is nothing to him. He might not pay it back. And there's nothing the bank can do. So, I want to be like that. Because you cannot shut him out. If you shut him out and he says he's not using your bank again, that's the problem. And someone has billions of naira, you don't want him not to use your bank. So he can afford to borrow millions into the 900s. Everybody borrows. I mean, at the high level. I'm not saying get used to borrowing, you know. After service, now up 3 people. 50-50K each, I beg. I won't start with the second one. I'm saying, believe God to meet your needs. But, if it start coming that, go and meet this person, and tell him to give you a loan. Don't now say, that's the devil. No, I'm still using my faith. No, sometimes your faith gets you the money now. You listen to me. Are you listening to me? It's like saying, oh, I need a building for business and everything. And someone comes to you and says, you know what, I'm going to give you this building and you pay me back later. Are you going to reject it? though you didn't buy it, even though you didn't pay the rent, they gave you typically, and they say pay back later, even though it's going to be with higher interest. You're going to collect it, and you're going to say God met your needs. So what's the difference? You've got no car. You are late for work, and you're expecting, oh God, miracle. You don't want to buy the car on that Monday morning now. Amen. Amen. And so someone comes and then says, let me give you a ride. And I say, no, I'm walking by faith. Move your phone. You won't bring me phone. You're not going to fly. Take the ride. That's God providing for you. Amen. Say, no, I want my own car. Yeah, right now. Elijah did it. Calm down. I want to outrun the chariot. Yeah, start. The earlier the better. Third mainland is long. I've tried the entire third mainland before. I can tell you it's long. Quickly start now. Hallelujah. You need it. Hallelujah. So, can God meet needs in unconventional ways? Yes. Yes. But what you can be certain of is, your needs will be met. And your bills will be paid. And you'll be preserved. You'll be preserved from every evil. From every disease. You know, God, that's what God told Israel. Said, this disease that comes upon Egyptians will not come upon you. Use your words properly. You know, we are in times where a lot of sickness is coming up, and it appears like even there's a prevalence of terminal illnesses and diseases. Flush your mind. Is that clear? Purify your heart. Don't start thinking negative thoughts. Every time you see, he says, so person died of this, so person died of this and of that. And it appears like it's even so close that as you grow that you know that when you were younger, you didn't know that anybody was dying. Right? You didn't have any idea. You just know that you don't see people again. You used to see them in church, you didn't see them again. But as you were growing older, now, so person's dad passed on. Then maybe a classmate, a colleague at work. It's because you are old. People have always been dying. Amen. And people have always been preserved. Amen. We can walk in the supernatural. I believe that regardless of our experiences, God's power is still working. He's not a man that you should lie. You know, I believe in the supernatural. I believe in the impossible. I believe in the miraculous. I have no doubt in my heart that I'm walking in the supernatural, you know. No weapons of fear formed against me work. No weapons of doubt. I'm not moved by what I see. I know. I'm moved by God's word. You know, I'm not defeated. I'm led. I'm led every day of my life. I'm led. I know where to go. I know where to turn. You know, every of my need is met. You know, if what you need is a job, you have it. If what you need is a car, you have it. By the Holy Ghost. You know, this week we are going to have a lot of the miraculous. We are going to have deliverance. In the name of Jesus, we're going to have songs of deliverance. You know, things that the devil has orchestrated and planned. They're going to be thwarted. By the Holy Ghost, we are going to have deliverance. We are going to have songs of victory. We are going to have psalms. Psalms about God, God is doing on the earth. We are going to have psalms. You know, our ministry is prosperous. You know, more men are getting saved. More men are serving Jesus and preaching His name in all the nations of the earth. We know we are fruitful by the Holy Ghost. You know, we are walking in the Spirit. Now, we are not walking in the flesh. We are walking in the Spirit. We are walking in and by the Spirit. Our life is from the Spirit. You know, we are not carnal. We are not carnally minded. We are led. We don't take decisions by feelings. We don't take decisions by logic. We are led by the Spirit of God. He tells us where to go. When to turn to the right, when to turn to the left. I'm not confused. I am led. I'm led. Precisely, accurately. I have dates. I have times. You know, I walk by the gift of the Spirit. You know, they are functional. They are effective. You know, I'm a professional in the things of the Spirit. My hands are healing hands. My hands are the hands of Jesus. You know, my hands can heal the sick. You know, I have the words of comfort in my mouth for others to raise them from misery. Hallelujah. I comfort the brokenhearted. I have the ministry of reconciliation and I walk in it. And everything I need will be met according to God's riches in Christ Jesus. I am not stranded. I am not sick. I am not struggling. By the Holy Ghost, I walk on water. By the Holy Ghost, my needs are met. by the Holy Ghost, I move and I breathe the supernatural. Nothing is wrong with me. Nothing is wrong with me. If there's a part of your body that you feel, you know, something, you feel this pain, you feel this discomfort, you can receive healing. You must judge God faithful. If you have seen it in the Word, you must judge God faithful. That what He has done before, He can do it again. Is that clear? That is the basic of the supernatural. That you believe that what He has done before, He can do it again. So if He has healed an headache before, He can heal HIV. He can heal cancer. I told you about my friend. He was sickle cell. And we were just watching the TV program. I'm saying it for the third time in this series. Repetition is the life of truth. And, you know, he's sickle cell, so he's always falling sick. We're watching TV program, and the pastor, someone was giving him testimony, and he said that he used to be sickle cell, but no longer, that his stuff has changed, his genotype, it has changed and all of that. And we were laughing. Ah-ha! Can you go on? Scientifically, scientifically, I don't care about science. When I get to my profession, I work as a, I don't care about science. I really don't give a hoot. I just want to see healing happen. Amen. If he's slapped, I don't care. You think I really care if someone is healed and then he was slapped? And there's a sickle cell change. Can you come? That is now, hey. And we're laughing. And say, I can't sickle cell change. He said, it's a bit like that. Can you come? You can manage it all. And that our friend just kept his eyes on the screen. I had to pinch some of our, we've forgotten that we had someone among us who was actually facing the same thing. And after some weeks and some months, just covered I wasn't getting sick again. So I had to say, what about the well? There's this well that we used to talk. I'll go back there and just see things again. It's the ages. And I said, you have not been sick. And the normal way his eyes used to look and all that, all of those gone. Are you now AA? He said, no, I'm still SS. But I just don't get sick anymore. Till today. He's probably someone that was lean and is way bigger than I have. Way bigger than I have. Like, jiggy. I was like, oh. And he said something, he said, I told God, I don't even need it to change. I just don't want to be sick. And I felt, that's true. What's the point of it changing? The issue was the sickness. The issue was the up and down. And he said that while we were laughing, he was just looking. And he said to himself, I believe it can happen. While we were saying, oh, it cannot happen. He said, he just kept saying to himself, I believe it can happen. This morning, I believe it can happen. I believe that God can do miracles. See, if it was that believable, it would not be called miracles. It's called miracles because it's not believable. So, the moment you're saying, hey, it's not logical. Hey, if it takes a miracle to get one, I'll get a miracle. Amen. If it takes a miracle to pave way, I'll get a miracle. If it takes a supernatural, I'll get it. Is that not what God does? Eh? Is that not what God does? The miraculous? The supernatural? The impossible? That's why He's God, right? I believe in Him. And I judge Him faithful. That He makes ways where there seems to be no way. He makes streams to spring off in the desert. And He makes way in the wilderness. Eh? He parts the seas. Eh? He parts the seas. He parts the seas. Then I'm going to have a miracle. You believe that? Come on, speak words of faith this morning. Let's.